You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Last night we were surfing around. We were in that mode where we have caught up on all of our shows that we were watching. So we were hunting around for something else. We stumbled across one on the BritBox, which Jeremy and Josh gave me as a birthday present.
Mm-hmm.
Subscription to that. We keep finding great shows there. That is my number one go-to source for programming is BritBox. But found a crime show that started in 97, and I guess it ran for 8 seasons. So the first one is in 97. You know how we knew, because we didn't know anything about it, and we didn't know how old it was. But the giveaway was that when you turn it on the TV, there's like black bars down the left and right side of the screen because it's formatted, you know, for old size TV
for square TVs, sure.
Yeah. And so that was a laugh. We're like, oh, this must be an older show. It's funny. It started in like 97. But the thing about it that we loved was that this must have been back in the time when they were like, we're just going to do the show. We're not going to have the side story about the character who's going through all this trouble at home. And then this side story of this character. In other words, it's just the story. It's a police procedural, and it just like went right through all of the stuff that happens in the case. And there wasn't this wasted 15 minutes of this character pondering what they're doing with their lives. It's like we were so happy that it just got right down to the nitty-gritty, and it just, boom, powered through.
Well, you better say the name of it, because people are going to be like,
what is
it?
I will say the name of it for people, but it's not obviously, look. Everyone's taste is different. It may not be for you. It's just and look, we've only watched one episode. Episode two, it could all go straight to hell. But it was this British TV show called Trial and Retribution. And I love it because I don't know any of the people on there. Gretchen said she recognized a couple of the actors, whatever, but I didn't. And I love that. It's like these people are these characters to me. And it's just well written and well acted. And
right.
So it's always fun to find something new. And there's no baloney. It's not filled with baloney. So,
that's good. Right on.
What's going on in your world?
Well, I do want to quickly give a shout out to all the Dairy Queen workers yesterday, because I did scoop up the kiddos and take advantage of the free cone day. And we wandered over to a DQ and stood in line for quite a while because everybody was there. And those poor folks behind the counter were looking absolutely exhausted. And I just would be curious on what the average Dairy Queen went through yesterday in regards to vanilla ice cream, because everybody in line was just there for the vanilla cone. And, you know, we forked over $3 because we upgraded and got the dipped cone yesterday. So they did get $3 of my money.
Did they have a little tip jar out?
No, they didn't. Which, you know, I felt like they probably should have, because those poor kids behind the counter, man, they were just, you could tell they were dreading yesterday.
Because they're independently operated, right?
Yeah.
Like your parents ran
one
for
one,
a while.
Yeah.
I wonder if each different DQ has a policy on whether or not they will allow the employees to
put
the tip jar.
I don't know. I mean, every day, I think you could just probably slide them a fiver at some point and say, hey, thanks for all your hard work. But
exactly.
Man, that line was long and people like their free cones, so... shout out to the DQ employees. And then I do want to talk a little bit about America's Pickup, because the old girl's starting to be about 10 years old now. She's hitting the decade mark. And I don't care what brand of vehicle you own. Cars are going to start getting quirky at the 10-year mark. Mm-hmm. And I've got three things going on with mine that are really making me start to wonder if it's time to start looking. One of which is the radio just all of a sudden stopped working. And the only way to get it back working is you get out of the car, lock it, hit remote start, it fires up, shut it off, unlock it, get back in, and the radio will work again. So it only works if I do remote start, shut it off, and get back in. That's
it won't work
the
if you
only
shut it off inside
way.
And start it.
Nope. I've tried every button. I've clicked things. The only way I've figured out is remote start. So that's kind of funny. The blend door is broken. Are you familiar with what a blend door is?
Tell me.
So within your dash, when you turn your heater from heat to cool, there's a little door behind there that shuts off the heat pipe and opens the cold, or closes on the cold and opens the hot. So that little door's broke, so it just sits there and goes click, 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 like it's stuck.
That's not annoying, is it?
Not at all. And the only way to stop it is to get out, remote start. No, I'm joking. And then the third thing happened yesterday because Knickknack borrowed my truck. She put my seat. She was trying to push my seat up, and the seat wouldn't go forward. And so she was like bumping it, and just decided to go all the way back with it to see if it was jammed or something. The seat is stuck all the way back now. So I'm cruising like I'm in a lowrider, buddy.
You get your arms all the way outstretched.
Like my arms are all the way out, and my feet are all the way out as well. I mean, I'm tippy-toeing the brake pedal, seat is just, it's like shorted out. It won't move up.
You're going to have to get some pillows and stick them behind your back.
Seriously,
to scoot
you forward
a little bit.
You should have seen me in the car yesterday just trying to jack the seat back and forth, and it wouldn't move. And
that's so funny.
So it might be time, you know.
It's time.
I'm probably 6 months out from needing tires too, which is like $1,200. So I'm like, yeah, I don't want to put tires
maybe
on.
Maybe the vehicle just needs a good exorcism or something. You know? Have a priest
need to
come
burn
in
some
and
sage in it, maybe
drive the demons out of the F-150.
I don't know, but you know, apparently this is a thing because I went online and was like, you know, looking up radio issues on YouTube, and all these pick 'em up guys were like, go out, do the remote start, get back in, and it'll fire up.
God, that's weird.
What a weird thing, huh? That's super weird. So anyway,
how much would that new F-150 cost you these days?
Well,
70?
I wouldn't do that. That's stupid, you know. Yeah, they're up there.
What would a two-year-old one cost you?
They're probably still $50,000 right now. Man. And I'm toying with not doing a pick-em-up truck. I've had a pickup since I was in high school, essentially.
What?
I know.
I'm feeling a clutching in my chest.
It's all I've ever known is a truck.
So you just get an SUV then?
I kind of want a Bronco. So I'm
looking
at
Broncos.
Oh,
that's right. You've been lusting for the Bronco forever.
I have for quite a while. So if I pull the trigger on something, it might be that. I don't know.
I got to tell you. I mean, that's obviously not going to influence you one iota.
Yeah.
But I've driven Broncos a couple of times, totally underwhelmed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It has nothing to do with, you know, because I've driven a boatload of SUVs, you know, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, but maybe it's your thing.
I mean, I kind of want to take the top off during the summer and go up into the hills and do some back
roads. Do you
like
the look of them?
I do, because I had a 72 Bronco, those little boxy ones that were now worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
So it kind of gives me that feels for the, you know, that style.
Yeah, I guess.
That I rebuilt that one, actually. But
see, I might have been kind of influenced by, because I don't think they look good. And so that might have influenced my overall
swayed
opinion.
You
but
a little
the
bit.
Drive, it just didn't just
not
didn't
for
do
you,
it
huh?
For me.
Yeah, I kind of want the big tires and hit the dirt roads and, you know, take the kids out on some trails, take the top off. I kind of want to do that.
Well, so you
we'll
just
see.
Go out and
we'll
get
see.
A Jeep Renegade or something.
No, buddy. Ford boy.
Yeah, Ford you boy. Are Mr. Routine, aren't you? You're never going to change
like my
your brand, are you?
I like my Fords. And I like my Kias, too. Foundation Kia in Wheat Ridge.
Hey! Oh, you
big fan of the Kias. You know what's funny, though? Speaking to them, they do have a Bronco sitting on their lot right now, the Kia place that I endorse.
Oh, they work a deal for you.
And I was thinking about calling the GM and being like, hey, can I come down and just take it for the day?
What's the price tag on that one? Isn't that like 60 or something?
It's fitty, yeah. But, you know, I got
to
trade.
Loading it up and everything, won't it be close to 60?
No, because it's used. It's on their used lot. It's got 2,000 miles on it. But, yeah, I just probably gave somebody the idea to go buy that out from underneath me. So
right, and then
don't do that.
Fine, so
anyway.
Well, good luck.
Thanks, man.